Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We are so glad to have you listening. Today's topic is, Don't Go Back to the Familiar. We'll be back after a word from our sponsor.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Don't Go Back to the Familiar, written and read by Michelle S. Lazurek. Afterward, Jesus appeared again to his disciples by the Sea of Galilee. It happened this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, also known as Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples were together. I'm going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, We'll go with you. So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, Friends, haven't you any fish? John 21, verses 1 to 5. Wiping away tears from my eyes, my husband and I said goodbye to a familiar pastoral ministry in our lives. While it was exciting to embark on a new season of ministry, this new season held with it many unknowns. We didn't know whether we would have enough money each month, insurance, or even enough food to put on our table each day. To say this was a disappointment would be an understatement. When we entered the doors of our first church almost 25 years ago, the world felt full of opportunities and possibilities. Our minds reeled with fantasies of helping so many people as we preached the gospel, prayed for others, and completed the mission of doing the work of God's kingdom on earth. Now we didn't know what the future held. My heart, gripped with fear, did as it has done so many times before. I sat on my couch and binge-watched my favorite show on Netflix. This may seem heartless, but I used it as an acceptable way to numb my fear. The predictability of the jokes in the pre-recorded sitcom made me laugh every time I watched it. Instead of going to God with my pain, I covered over it with junk food and hours of my favorite television show. My life, that once felt like it had a firm foundation underneath, now felt like sinking sand. As you read the Gospels, Jesus embarked on a journey full of unknowns. He knew the assignment God had for him, to be beaten, persecuted, and crucified for the sake of salvation. I can only imagine Jesus navigated through a wealth of emotions, including torment, as he sweated drops of blood in the garden. But what did the disciples feel as they watched Jesus go through this? The disciples' emotions dealing with the death of their friend are not recorded. When Jesus asked them to follow him, a life full of persecution, betrayal, and martyrdom was what awaited them. What they thought was a life of certainty, following a leader who was going to give them eternal life, had now died. Not only had he died, but he was nowhere to be found. Jesus had promised them that he would come back, but after day three, no one could find his body. The disciples must have been left scratching their heads. They felt their own wealth of emotions as they watched their Savior die. Fear, uncertainty, and confusion gripped their hearts too. What did they do to ease their pain? They went fishing. This may seem like an odd activity, but it's what they knew. They were trading in their future full of uncertainty for a moment of familiarity. We all do this. When life throws us a curveball like job loss, divorce, or other major life transition, it's easy to want to trade in certainty for something familiar. We binge watch our favorite show, do a little retail therapy, or numb our feelings to food or drink. But this is not the life God has for us. God does not want us to resort to uncertainty, but rather trust in God. He wants us to have the same unwavering trust the disciples had when they first dropped everything to follow Jesus. He doesn't want us to numb our pain, but rather go to Him with our feelings. Cry out to Him and let Him know everything we are feeling. Allow God's unconditional love to wash over us. Psalm 34:18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Don't go back to the familiar. Press forward and follow Jesus by faith, even in situations where He's difficult to find. Father, remind us that You are a God we can trust. Even in the moments of difficult circumstances, help us to know that when life breeds uncertainty, You can be our trusted friend and Savior. Help us not go back to the familiar, but let us press forward to a future of trust in You. Intersecting faith and life. In what way do you trade uncertainty for familiarity? If you find yourself going back to what's familiar to numb negative emotions, cling to God's word and cry out to God. He's the only solution to our problems. Further reading, Matthew 26, verses 36 to 46.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
If you're tired of parenting advice and news headlines that are more confusing than assembling IKEA furniture, we've got just the podcast for you. My dear friend Abby and I are here to help you navigate the parenting roller coaster.
Should your kids be on social media? What should you tell a friend facing an unplanned pregnancy? These are just some of the many questions we tackle on our podcast.
Subscribe to The Real Deal of Parenting wherever you find your podcast.